This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. It will be the third budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Before the budget preparation, the finance minister held pre-budget consultations, meetings with several stakeholders. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh had also held extensive pre-budget consultations on various aspects related to agriculture and rural development and submitted compiled report of suggestions to the finance minister. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar stated that zero tolerance for terrorism must be an uncompromising universal norm. In his opening remarks to the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting held in Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar said, "Terrorism in all its forms and manifestation is a common threat for India and the Arab nations." He highlighted that cross-border terrorism is particularly unacceptable because it violates the basic principles of international relations and diplomacy. He further stated that societies targeted by terrorism have the right to defend themselves and will understandably exercise it. He stressed the need to strengthen the international cooperation to combat this global scourge. Co-chairing the India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar underlined the importance of Indian places on its ties with the Arab world. India and Arab states reaffirmed their commitment to achieving a just, comprehensive and lasting peace in West Asia, according to international law, relevant UN resolutions and the Arab Peace Initiative. They called for a sovereign, independent and a viable state of Palestine based on 1967 borders living side by side in peace with Israel. Both parties supported the practice of inalienable rights of the Palestinian people. The two sides reaffirmed their support for the decision of the government of Lebanon to restrict the possession of arms exclusively in the hands of legitimate security agencies and to assert the authority of the Lebanese state over its entire territory solely through its national forces. Both sides emphasized Libya's full ownership of and leadership in the political process and reaffirmed their commitment to the 2015 Libyan political agreement and relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions. India and Arab states reaffirmed their steadfast support for the sovereignty, unity and territorial integrity of Sudan and rejected any interference in its internal affairs. They also expressed their support for the sovereignty of Somalia and called for respecting its unity, territorial integrity and internationally recognized borders. External Affairs Ministry has dismissed the email message from the so-called Epstein files that has a reference to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his visit to Israel. In a statement, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that beyond the fact of the Prime Minister's official visit to Israel in July 2017, the rest of the allusions on the email are trashy ruminations by a convicted criminal. Indian Navy will host the second edition of the Indian Navy Half Marathon, INHM, today in New Delhi with the tagline Run with the Navy. The marathon will be flagged off by the Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia. In a statement, Defence Ministry informed that around 14,000 participants are expected to compete across three race categories comprising a 21.1 km, 10 km and 5 km. The event has also attracted international representation with participation of 88 runners from across 24 countries. The event will be hosted at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium with the race route covering India Gate and Kartavya Path. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange colour alert for thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorm in isolated places over East Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh today. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 46 runs in the fifth and final T20 of the five-match series at Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram last night. Chasing the target of 272 runs set by India, the New Zealand scored 225 runs in 19.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.